www.thebrainfarm.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. We're going to be joined momentarily by the car coach herself, Lauren Fix. And that means if you've got an issue with your car mechanically, she is more than capable of handling your questions. So, if your vehicle isn't running right, if it isn't running at all, if it's giving you poor fuel economy, if it's giving you poor performance, or as I quite often like to say here on the broadcast, if you just went to your local mechanic or dealership and they told you you've got to spend eons and billions and trillions of dollars on your vehicle and you'd like the opinion of a world-class expert, we have her standing by. She is a noted author and television and media spokesperson, and she will be with us here on the broadcast. Also in this hour, I promised you a trivia question. We will do some trivia. I promised you more automotive news. We will do that as well. When you get a moment, I would appreciate you checking out both my website, autoworldradio.com, and also our network's website, which is gcnlive.com, where you can get all kinds of free goodies, including free podcast of this show, archives of this show, and an on-demand 24/7 player of this week's program. It's all available for you free of charge at gcnlive.com. And now, available for your listening pleasure, it's my pleasure to bring forth to the airways the car coach herself, Lauren Fix. Lauren, how you doing?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. So you're gearing up, no doubt, for the big SEMA extravaganza in Las Vegas.
Yes, I've got a few things going on beyond that, but that's a full week of solid cars, cars, cars.
And for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with it, this is no small event. I mean, in past years, close to 100,000 people or more have attended in more than 100 countries. It will be interesting to see how many people are there this year. I hear the booth space is, as far as number of booths sold, is down with the economy. I wonder if the attendance will be as well, Lauren.
I don't know. It's going to be hard to tell. I mean, it'll be better than right after 9/11, I can tell you that much. But last year, things were kind of quiet. But from what I've seen in the booth space floor, because I have a booth at SEMA, they are not using the backside of the central hall, which is usually packed to the walls. Over at Apex, they usually use the both floors, the upper floor and the lower floor, as well as a side room, and I'm hearing they're not going to use the side room. So, but the people that are there are people that are serious, and my rule of thumb is when things are bad, you need to be there, because when things are good, people will remember you. If you disappear, then, you know, those are going to be the plate companies that do disappear. So we're hoping that the ones that are there will be strong.
Absolutely. You mentioned you're going to have your very own booth. Tell us about what you're going to be exhibiting.
Well, I'll be with Classic Tube. My husband owns a company that manufactures, well, we both own it, actually. A company that makes prevent brake fuel and transmission lines for collector cars, but we also make stainless braided hoses that are DOT approved for street cars. So whether you've got a new car or an old car, and that booth is Classic Tube. So if you're going to be there, stop by and say hello. I do have some appearance time because I work both shows.
Yeah, and again, both shows are right next door, not right next door to each other, so there's a bit of hiking around there. And certainly square footage-wise, I believe next to the Consumer Electronics Show, this is the largest show in all of North America. So, I mean, this is just a huge footprint.
I have to do CES as well. The Consumer Electronics Show is another trip to Vegas I have to do, but that's not until January. Oh, well, then I look forward to seeing you there. Fun. Wow. It's a lot because it's expensive with cabs and hotels and food, and you're absolutely beat by the end of the day, no matter whether you're sitting or standing.
It's so true. Absolutely. So, Lauren, you mentioned you're up to some other projects. I know you've got lots of things in the works. Anything you can tell us about?
Yeah, I've got a lot of things going on. Just yesterday, actually, I was inducted into the Transportation Hall of Fame.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I was one of the first inaugurees. happens to be in Buffalo, New York, which is where the Thomas Flyer was built, the Pierce Arrow, and many other cars. It was pretty much a hub, as well as Detroit for building cars. So the Women's Transportation Museum is located here, and there's a lot. There's actually a lot of car stuff still here in Buffalo, so that's kind of neat. Beyond that, which is a great honor, and I have to thank them for this great honor, I've got another award that I'll be taking for the book at SEMA and at the Apex show. I won a business award for educating consumers for a segment I did on Fox News with Neil Cavuto, which is on at 4 o'clock Eastern time. And if you ever want to see any of the segments that I've done, you can see them on YouTube. I post pretty much everything, including your content on my website.
Oh, wonderful. And you have a very cool website, and certainly we can't overlook your books as well. You've written a number of books, and most recently a very successful book. Tell our listeners all about that book.
It's called Lauren Fix's Guide to Loving Your Car. We're almost done with the first run, so hopefully we'll get to do another run right after that of printing more books. The book was designed because things have changed in the auto industry. When I was a kid, we were pulling carburetors off of cars and you know, putting on headers and all that. That's not necessarily the case these days. I mean, you might be able to put an exhaust system on, which I'm actually looking to do to a car I just bought used. But I think that that's not as common as it was. So people are afraid and concerned about making buying purchases. Do I lease or buy? You know, how do I talk to a technician? I don't want to buy too much insurance. And all those things. What can I do myself still today? And the book covers literally all that, plus elderly driving, picking out the right car for your teen, going on a road trip, driving with the tractor trailers. I have a motorcycle license, so I'm very aware of people not paying attention to motorcycle riders on the road, so that's covered also in the book. Talking to your technician and then translating some of these new terminology of what does traction control mean? What does PSM and all these three-letter acronyms that are, as Bob and I know, continually thrown at us, translated to English, and actually what it looks like and how it works in English, not in a techie language. So the whole book has really been great because it's all the books you've seen in different areas, but all in one book. So you don't have to go buy a second book if you're looking to understand your car and save money.
And as I was promoting your appearance here on the broadcast a little bit earlier, I noted the fact that your last name, Fix, is not a Hollywood name. That's your real name.
Yes, I married the right guy. My husband is a professional Trans Am driver, which is unfortunately a defunct series, but his name is Paul Fix, and he's done some work on the Speed Channel. You may have seen him on Dream Car Garage when that was on the air. So I guess I married the right guy, and he says, keep telling yourself that. So.
Very good.
So if it works.
And your daughter is following in mom's footsteps, becoming a media person herself. Tell us all about your daughter.
Her name is Shelby, after the car designer, and she writes a column in my newsletter, which you can access for free at my website at laurenfix.com. It goes out once a month, not necessarily on the same day, because I hate bombarding people on Mondays and Fridays, so I try to get it out of time in a day that doesn't disturb your regular workflow. But she writes about things that kids want to know about. You know, are hybrids a good choice for teens? How to change a flat tire. Last month she wrote on how to drive a manual transmission, and a lot of people don't know that. So she's reviewing cars as well, but cars that teens would own. I mean, teens aren't going to own a $100,000 Mercedes. They're more likely to buy a $15,000 Kia. So that's the whole idea, is that she's trying to address those kids because they don't want to hear it from Bob and I. They want to hear it from someone their age because, you know, we're a little older, that's all. Just a little.
Just a little.
Just a few years, yeah.
Just in age, but not in development, but in age.
No, we're still kids at heart, all of us.
Absolutely.
And I'm also working on a great project with a new website that has been really interesting. You know, of all the things you can get good deals on, you can get deals on pretty much anything online. But it seems when it comes to tires, you have to kind of get in the car on a Saturday, drive around to your local place, see if they have your tire in stock. And that's always been a problem, and I have a solution for that.
Well, I want to hear about the solution, and we invite your calls as well, 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
If you love classic cars, what can Hagerty do for you? Offer competitive financing? Yes. Customized insurance? Of course. How about roadside assistance? Sure thing. Maybe tap you into the huge online classic car community? Absolutely. How about calming your wife down when she finds out you just bought that 68 coupe? Sorry, I don't think anyone can do that. A message from Hagerty. Car guys ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back, everybody. We're live all across North America. Thanks so much for being here. Lauren Fix joins us. She is a certified mechanic, a real deal mechanic. So if there's something wrong with your vehicle and like her opinion, her guidance, she's national spokesperson for the Car Care Council as well. And she would love to help you out. So if your car is not running right or sounding right, or smelling right, not running at all, or you've got an issue with it, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Before we take a call, Lauren, you and I, unlike some of our fellow automotive journalists, are real, true, die-hard car nuts, you know. And so you mentioned you bought a new car. If you don't mind sharing us with us, so what's the used car that you bought? I'm just curious.
I found a deal on a car that had about 12,000 miles on it. It was an Audi TTS.
Oh, very good.
And it was that limited edition solar orange, and someone had bought it, drove it for a year. It's an 09.
Yeah.
And they needed to get out from under it, and I thought I could do them a little favor and myself one as well.
Very good.
Got a really good deal on it, though.
My wife, Sharon, has a 2008 3.2 six-speed, so... That's
very nice.
That's her daily driver.
Great car. Fun. My daughter loves it.
Definitely. Let's go to Frank in New Mexico. Frank, thanks for calling in. How you doing?
Oh, enjoying the show as always, Bob. But I had a question for Lauren. I just couldn't resist. I resisted last time she was on, but I was just wondering, is your husband Paul Fix related to the famous character actor Paul Fix?
No, he isn't. My son is an actor, but he's only 15 years old. You may have seen him. He does some work like on As the World Turns, and he's done some Disney work. But no, not the same Paul Fix, unfortunately. It would be nice to be a good in Hollywood, wouldn't it?
Well, he was very famous. You might remember him as Sheriff Mike in The Rifleman. That was
right.
He was a character actor, and I just wondered it. Could it be his son or something, you know?
That would be totally awesome. I would have an in like Bob couldn't imagine. But now I'm like you, I got to work my way through the ropes to get where we need to be. But that would be the coolest thing.
Absolutely.
That really sounds like a good car you just got, that Audi. Wow.
Every once in a while, kids go to college, people move, they don't need a car anymore, or their situation changes, and you know what? You know, P.T. Barnum said there's a butt for every seat, so I just figured I'd put mine in that one.
Yeah, no, that's a good vehicle. And one of the auto enthusiast magazines, I believe, I think it was Car Driver, just did a comparison test, they chose it over, let's see, what was it? I believe it was
Z4?
I think it was over the Boxster, actually, yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, well, now they're all cousins, because you remember Porsche's getting bought out.
Yeah.
By VW Group, which is Audi, because Qatar, which is a Saudi Arabian company, is giving them the money to make the purchase, and I guess they've already picked up 49% of it.
Wow.
So there's going to be some changes. Should be interesting.
It definitely should be interesting. Frank, tell Lauren about some of your favorite cars and perhaps what you have now.
Probably just the ones I have, a 66 SS396, 87
very nice.
Grand National. I'm looking at that new Taurus show. Boy, that's a fun one.
That's an awesome piece. If you haven't driven one, go take one for a spin. Ford is in a phenomenal job with the Taurus. And the SHO, it's got an EcoBoost system on it, so it's twin turbos, and it is really impressive. Finally, Ford is back on top. As far as I'm concerned, they've really stepped up their game. And if you haven't driven a Taurus or even seen a Taurus, most people, when we were test driving, were like, what is that? And they're like, oh, my gosh, is it Taurus? I would have not guessed that.
Yeah, they've really moved it upscale. I haven't driven the new show yet, Frank, but I had the EcoBoost in a Flex just this past weekend. Boy, that's a great power plant. And the show has even more ponies and more torque, so that would be a great one to add to your already stellar collection.
Well, thanks a lot. I'm going to sit back and enjoy the rest of the show. This lady's very knowledgeable, and I love the show, Bob.
Well, thank you so much, Frank. Excellent.
Thank you, Frank.
Don't be a stranger. See that, Lauren? Maybe we should do our own show. You know?
We should. We've been saying that for years.
I know.
And I know I'm going to see you at SEMA, and we'll discuss it again.
That's right. So let's talk about some other happenings. And, again, we invite anybody to call in with any mechanical questions for Lauren, because... you're an engineer. I mean, that's your background. I'm a radio guy and a journalist, but you're a real-deal engineer.
I'm an engineer. I've been working on cars and wrenching on cars since I was 10. I was a tomboy, yeah. I don't look like one now, but also the fact that when I did a TV show, they said, well, what's an SAE engineer mean? We want you to be an ASC certified technician, you know, that automotive service excellence, you know, the guys and gals with the gear on their sleeve. And I thought, ooh, that's like a doctor taking a nurse's exam. But I challenged myself, and it is not an easy test to take, and now I'm a certified technician. So you can take quite a few of them and become a master tech, but I am not that yet. I'm working on it.
Very good. And no stranger to the racetrack, you as well as, of course, your racing husband, but you like to get out there once in a while, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've been racing since I was 16 years old, so I guess it's been a while. Obviously, I won't tell you how many years it's been, but it's been more than 20.
At least 10, yeah.
At least 10, there you go. But I started racing when I was 16, and I got my father into it. My son raced go-karts for a while. My daughters raced go-karts. And I taught my husband how to drive, and now he's the pro driver.
Wow, how do you like that? Let's talk about some of the other stories kind of dominating the automotive headlines these days. The most recent kind of shocker out of Detroit is Roger Penske has turned thumbs down on Saturn, so it looks like bye-bye to the Saturn brand.
Well, I heard some information, which I'm not sure is fact yet, but it doesn't seem like that was ever going to come to fruition anyhow. I'm not sure what's fact and what's not. We still have a lot of rumor and innuendo, as they say in this business, but it's almost silly season like for NASCAR. But the fact is that Renault was going to make a deal with Penske to put their cars back in this country. Renault, by the way, owns Nissan and Infiniti, but that didn't happen, so therefore there was no place for Roger Penske to get cars that would have sold well in the U.S., therefore putting all the Saturn dealers, a lot of people have jobs, 350-plus dealers. That's going to be a sad situation because we don't need more unemployment in this country.
No, we certainly don't. And the sad part is, you know, I feel so sorry for Joe Lajack there at Saturn and you know, the people that have been there for the past several years. I mean, the company went through, you know, kind of a transformation with the R and the Sky and was moving in a different direction. And then to have this happen, lots of loyal Saturn owners out there, but... It's an interesting marketplace. I was talking to some folks that attended the Tokyo Auto Show, and they told me that none of the Americans were represented, and very few of the Europeans. So it will be interesting to see what's in L.A. and in Detroit.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be set up at L.A. Doing some national feeds for the L.A. Auto Show. Oh, good.
Yeah.
So we'll be there working together again. We're going to see each other a lot. And I do know for a fact that... there is going to be quite a few launches of products. I know GM's going to launch the Volt there. So
wow.
That should be interesting.
That will be interesting. And the next time you're with us will no doubt be interesting. She's Lauren Fix. Check out her website when you get a chance. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks so much. And if you want to sign up for my newsletter, we'll keep you posted on what's going on as well as my blog.
Perfect. Straight ahead, we're going to play a little bit of trivia and more. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out. On the road again. I'm on the road again.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. Let's play a little trivia. I've been talking about it all throughout today's broadcast, but I haven't actually initiated a question, so why don't we initiate a question right now. Here it is. We'll dive into Stanton Major's Chevrolet list here. The Chevrolet Monza, which was an interesting kind of compact vehicle that Chevrolet produced for a number of years, not that many, 5 years to be exact. What year was the Chevrolet Monza introduced? That's the question. The telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or you can send me an email. It's Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Also on my mind, so would love to get your opinion on some of the issues there we were talking with Lauren Fix about Saturn, the future of the Saturn brand. Are you a Saturn owner right now? Are you upset with the fact that the Saturn brand may be going away? What are your thoughts about that? Also, this past week, the Tokyo Auto Show held its press days. I'm going to tell you about some of the other funky cars that were introduced at that show. But I want to poll you right now on a question about Japanese cars. If you had to name your favorite Japanese car of all time, what would it be? Your favorite Japanese car of all time, what would it be? I'll tell you a couple of my all-time favorites if I had the money. And I look at them all the time on places like eBay Motors, and I used to look at in Hemmings Motor News. I have my own dream list of used cars that I'd like to buy, and believe me, in the coming years there are going to be some incredible used cars. Some of the new cars right now, you know, when they depreciate 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years from now, I mean, these are going to be just awesome vehicles to own. But if I had to pick for my own little short list here in the area of Japanese cars, again, I'm drawn to sports cars, so I always liked the Acura NSX. I mean, a lot of people called it the poor man's Ferrari. And I've known a few people that have owned them, and they say they just run beautifully. You don't have any problems as far as getting service. It's a very simple car to service. It's only a V6 engine, which I'm not particularly super fond of, but it definitely is a looker. And over the years, of course, it started out as an expensive car. By the end of its production, it was a very, very expensive car. But you can get some of the older ones, the early 90s models, now for low 20s or so. So that would be on my personal list of favorite Japanese cars of all time. Another one going way, way back into the 1960s, and this is a car I've only seen at auto shows. It was used actually in a James Bond movie. It was a two-seater Toyota, and it was very, very limited production. It was called the 2000 GT. I've never sat in or driven that car, but it definitely stylistically is one that I would like to put on that list of my favorite Japanese cars of all time. What's your favorite Japanese car of all time? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Ooh, how do you like this? We have a winner already via email on the question about the Chevrolet Monza. The Monza was introduced for model year 1975. That is correct. And the winner is a person by the name of Stacy. I don't know if it's a male or a female, because, believe it or not, I know both. I know Stacy David, who is a TV host and musician, does a television show about cars, and I have a personal friend named Stacy who is a female, of course. So don't know, but congratulations, Stacy. And Stacy is listening in Minnesota, so thanks for emailing me up. So we'll put you in the running for the prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, and we'll have the president of the Busted Knuckle Garage with us during the month of November, and we'll pick the next big winner. So let's throw another trivia question into the mix. As long as Japanese cars are on my mind, here's the question. The question is, the first Japanese automaker to open shop here and build cars in the United States. Who was the first Japanese car maker to build cars in the United States? The telephone number, 100% free, all across North America, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And again, we are polling you on your favorite Japanese car of all time. It doesn't have to be a sports car. I know many people who love the Toyota Prius. James Bell, who used to be publisher of IntelliChoice, he's now head mucky muck at the Kelley Blue Book. Personal friend of mine, frequent guest on my other radio program, Motor Trend, until he has now left the Motor Trend family of companies, so I probably won't be able to have him on Motor Trend, but I'll have him on here on Auto World. He loves his Prius. I mean, this guy's in love. I mean, he gets to drive all the cool cars. You know, I would get jealous. You know, I would ask him, you know, what's your test vehicle of the week? And he'd tell me, you know, an Audi R8, which is one of my dream vehicles, the all-wheel drive supercar from Audi. But he'd rather drive his Prius than anything. So what is your favorite Japanese car of all time? The telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Or if you want to answer the trivia question, it's not that hard. Which car company from Japan set up shop to build cars here in the U.S. first? I mean, right now, pretty much all of them are building cars in the U.S., and some of them are building many different models in the U.S., and ironically, some of them are building cars in the U.S. and sending them back to Japan and other areas of the globe. Who was the first one? That's the question. 800-259-9231. Whoever comes up with the answer to that question, we're going to put you in the running for a cool prize. Warren told me the next one's going to be worth $100 from the Busted Knuckle Garage. The first winner from the Busted Knuckle Garage got a rolling stool, and it was valued at, I believe, $65 or $70. So a good deal indeed to get your name in the hat for the drawing for that prize. And you can do so by dialing us up right now at 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Let's see about some of the other unveilings at the Tokyo Motor Show this past week. If you love the supercars, the Lexus LFA would be right up your alley. This car has been on and off and on and off for years. When the economy was very strong, when many car companies had supercars in their stable, if you go back, let's say, 3 or 4 years, you know, Ford had the GT, Ferrari, of course, had the Enzo. Ferrari will always have one. Porsche had their Carrera GT, their V10 mid-engine car. Of course, you know, McLaren had the F1, and Mercedes was working on the SLR McLaren. So at that time, Toyota was deep in development on this super sports car. And they knew Nissan was going to bring their Skyline here to the U.S., which is sold as the GTR, another car that I've only spent very limited time in. So to the folks at Nissan, I would love for you guys to send one up here to the New England Motor Press and allow me to have a week in that car, because I've only had very limited hours, minutes really, in that car at the Motor Trend Car of the Year event last year. But would love to check that one out. But certainly, when you look at all the different offerings out there, Lexus was pondering this supercar, and then they put it on and off, and now I guess it's on again. When we come back on the other side, I'll tell you who's going to be on first with us. Alice, who's calling in from Iowa, listening on KXEL. Maybe she's going to answer the trivia question about the first Japanese automaker to build cars here in the U.S., or maybe she's going to vote too for her favorite Japanese car of all time. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Craigen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525, for a free catalog, or visit calcarcover.com.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency, and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com, or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. We've got the trivia question out there. The first Japanese auto manufacturer to set up shop, build cars here in the U.S. And we're also polling you about the favorite Japanese car of all time. Alice is in Iowa listening on KXEL. We thank you for your patience. Alice, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Bob?
I'm hanging in there. I'm doing okay. How's the weather in your neck of the woods?
It's 55 degrees, but clear skies. We're doing good. Had a good day.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it. So you want to take a stab at the trivia question first?
No, I was actually calling with a question about one of your previous questions, so I didn't realize I was going to actually get on the air. It was regarding the Monza that you said came out in 1975.
Yeah.
Was that a Corvair?
No, it was actually a separate vehicle, yeah. There were a number of variants of it. There was an Oldsmobile variant of it. I have to stop and think what was called, I believe it was called a Starfire. Yeah, it was made from 75 to 80.
Okay. All right. Well, I had a Corvair, and I thought it was a Corvair Monza.
Well,
that was in 65.
You know, you're right. There was a Monza edition of the Corvair, so perhaps I should have said that. But just plain Monza, that was from 75 to 80. But you're right, there was a Monza edition of the Corvair. So we're going to put you in the running for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Congratulations. I wasn't thinking straight on that. Absolutely. You are correct. How about your favorite Japanese car of all time? What would it be?
My all-time favorite Japanese car? Let me think here. I guess it would have to be a Honda Accord.
A Honda Accord.
Accord.
Yeah.
Right.
Very responsible choice.
Good, reasonable car. My daughters have had them, and they've run well, so been good.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. Hang on for Matt, and we're going to get you in that running for that big prize coming up soon.
All right.
All right. Thanks so much. Our telephone number is 800-449-8255. No, that's the wrong number. 800-259-9231. That's what happens. I do a number of radio shows. I do Motor Trend Radio. So is the Motor Trend number. But our number is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we'll throw out unanswered question so far. And I'm surprised so far no one has got it right. And the question is, the first Japanese automaker to set up shop here in the U.S. Right now, give us a call, 800 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email, you can do that that way as well. That's open to you. It's, what is this? 800, are you ready? 259-9231, or the email, it's bob@autoworldradio.com. All of a sudden, I'm getting 79 different emails here from a whole slew of different people. So 800-259-9231. I'm going to have to sort through the interview sort through all these emails. I don't see the correct answer as of yet, so we'll keep it out here for another moment. The first Japanese automaker to build cars here in the U.S. If you stop and think today, Toyota builds cars in the U.S., Honda builds cars in the U.S., Subaru builds cars in the U.S. Does Mazda build cars in the U.S.? No, I don't believe they do. But just about everyone, and certainly the Koreans do as well. Hyundai is got a huge facility, and Kia also is building cars here in the U.S. But we would like the definitive answer. It was during the 1980s. It wasn't super-duper long ago. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Andy. You're up next. Thanks for calling in, Andy. How you doing?
Pretty good.
What do you think? Who was the first first guy selling the first car companies building cars here in the United States? The first Japanese automaker.
Yeah, I thought you switched questions on me there. It is, I think, Honda.
You are correct. Yeah, and Alice, who mentioned the Honda Accord, was actually the first car that was built here in the U.S. So congratulations. We're going to put you in the running for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage as well. Let me poll you on the Japanese car question. Do you have a favorite Japanese car of all time?
Well, I think Lexus LS.
The Lexus LS, certainly. That is a benchmark vehicle. Remember when that was introduced? I mean, it was, it really set the automotive world on its ear because its base sticker price, I believe, was $36,000. And, you know, it really rivaled what the Germans were doing at that time, you know, in the $60,000 range. And it's crept up in price over the years significantly, but that was a groundbreaking vehicle for the Japanese. There's no question about it. Have you ever owned an LS?
I have not, but I'm getting closer.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. How about your favorite car of all time? Can be a classic, can be an American car, can be a European car. What would it be?
I really haven't thought that over. I don't know. I don't know. I can't come up with something right now.
All right. Well, fair enough. Hang on for Matt, and we're going to put you in the loop for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. That's right. The big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage can be had if you answer our next trivia question, which we are about to slide up to the plate. All right. We're going to make this one a little bit more difficult, but you guys are going to be up to the task. I know you are indeed. So why don't we make it this question here. There was one very special edition of the Pontiac Trans Am that utilized not a 8-cylinder engine, but a 6-cylinder engine. What was this special edition of the Trans Am? Today it's a very collectible item, and this too was during the 1980s. It used the engine from another General Motors product, but this special edition Trans Am, what was it? It was a particular model of the Trans Am, a special edition of the Trans Am, and I'm giving you a hint here, it was during the 1980s. Speaking of Trans Ams, you know, they've become very hot in the collectible world of late, especially the Trans Ams from the late 70s, the banded editions, the Burt Reynolds cars, the black and gold models, the ones with the what used to be called the screaming chicken decal there on the hood. It's surprising how those vehicles have crept up in value and are selling quite well at auction. But When it comes to kind of sleeper performance cars, this Trans Am that I'm referring to from, I believe it was 88 or 89, was definitely a high watermark for the Trans Am. Now that the Pontiac brand is going away, we won't see another Trans Am. Many people expected with the new Camaro for 2010 that we would eventually see a Pontiac variant, but it isn't going to happen. So what was that special edition Trans Am powered by? I'm going to tell you more here. The 3.8-liter turbocharged intercooled V6. It was also in the Buick Grand National. They only made a very limited run of these vehicles, and it was a commemorative edition Trans Am. The telephone number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Getting back to what I was talking about a little bit earlier in my rant here, and that's about the Lexus supercar. It's called the LFA. This has been an on-again, off-again, on-again, off-again project. Well, it looks like the powers at B at Toyota have decided to go ahead with this vehicle. It kind of surprises me because Toyota, Lexus, Scion, very conservative company, extremely conservative. And with the economy being what it is, not only here in the U.S., but globally, this is a bit of a risk, but it's also kind of a PR move. They're probably not going to make much money on these vehicles because they're probably going to build a very few, and it's probably cost a ton to develop it. But this is an all-encompassing supercar, and it's going to cost anywhere from $150,000 to $200,000. So that will set a new high watermark for the Lexus brand, which is quite remarkable indeed. Well, we'll give you the answer. Was the Pontiac Trans Am Indy Pace Car for 1988? This is Auto World. I'm Bob Lott.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.